tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The suffering continues in Aleppo. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim on Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled eastern sector of Aleppo, where rebels seeking to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad have been locked in months-long battle with Russian-backed government forces. Mualim insisted the rebels, who he refers to as terrorists, must leave eastern Aleppo. He said no government would allow its citizens to be left as hostages to thousands of gunmen. The proposal was made by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, in Damascus, to allow rebel-held sector to be governed by a local administration if jihadists fighting alongside the rebels leave the city.
Local administration should be respected and left. And here we had a major disagreement. The government, through Minister Mualim, categorically rejected the idea of maintaining the current local administration.
The UN envoy proposed sending a UN verification team to Aleppo to examine widespread claims that government aircraft have bombed and knocked out a series of hospitals. He warned that time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday for their first election since a 2012 coup. The election aimed at filling posts in the rest of north vacant since Islamist militants took advantage of a Tuareg rebellion. Militants were driven out the next year by a French intervention force, but continued to pose a security threat to UN peacekeepers. Thousands of local officials were on the ballot across the country as the government seeks to implement a peace agreement. Low voter turnout was reported due to security concerns, with reports of ballot boxes being burned. This is VOA.